Hey, Yael, here's an interesting fact. Italians and Spaniards live nearly 2 years longer, on average, than people who live in England.
Really, Don? Is it because they eat better and live healthier lifestyles?
Could be, but it may also have to do with how people in those countries express emotions. For example, Italians, Spaniards, and other Southern European peoples are known for being very expressive and not holding in their feelings. Brits, on the other hand, tend to repress negative emotions, keeping a stiff upper lip, if you will.
And there's something about holding back emotions that's unhealthy?
Maybe. There's some evidence that holding back negative emotions and internalizing anxiety is linked to high blood pressure. And high blood pressure, of course, raises the risk for heart disease.
Okay, but not all Brits repress emotions, and not all Mediterranean types wear their emotions on their sleeve. Those are stereotypes.
Of course, but the point is that people who tend to repress emotions, whether they be Brits or Italians or whoever, appear to be at higher risk for diseases linked to high blood pressure.
So you're saying it's healthier to act out if you're angry or sad or whatever instead of holding it in?
That's the idea. It's well known that stress is linked to all sorts of health issues, and it makes sense that keeping troubling emotions bottled up is often stressful. If expressing those emotions relieves stress, then doing so is also a way to ward off stress-related illness.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.